Building the World by Connor Evans. Chimney smoke mingles with a crisp Lancashire fog. Nor I, emblazoned on the stack, barely visible in the winter morning air. He packs his pipe, fumbles with his matches for a second. The clay on his hands like ruby gloves providing protection from the nip, but no feeling in his fingers. He snaps a couple before its contents go up, the embers glowing red as the endless clod. The clod that built the world. The Blackpool Tower, the Empire State, his home. Built as tough as them that stamped the bricks with its famous name. The world was built with his hands and it was built to last. Soon he'll be wandering the streets back to the terrace, but for now he has a job to do. Building the world. He's proud of what he does. He's proud of the life he has built for himself, always building. That's what his little Lancashire town is known for. That's what its people do. He longs for the end of the day, when he can be back by the hearth with his family, warm and loved. This thought spurs him on. Christmas is fast approaching, not long now. One day. Christmas dinner and gifts for the kids. That's what he works for. The cold mornings would have been worth it. The joy on their faces fills his mind as he slams the mould down to release its claggy interior. His heart swells with just the thought. Everyone together for a day or two. No work, no school. Him and his wife peeling potatoes in their new socks by the fire. Board games and baby sham. Yes, that's why they work like they do. That's why they pull themselves out of bed whilst it's still dark. Practice for Christmas morning. When the kids are up before them for once. For those little gifts that say, I love you. That makes it all worth it. But for now, he has work to do. Helping to build the world.